The Slideshow, Season 20, Episode 54. Here chilling on a Tuesday. Rocking with my Uze. How's everybody doing out there, bro? It's a good time to be here doing the Slideshow. Another day, another dollar, another series of opinions from one man only. That's right. We here chilling on a Tuesday. 54 episodes in the 2024 season, bro. You know, we doing it big, bro. Like Studio 54. I don't know if you guys ever seen that movie. That was an interesting one, bro. You know, it goes back to the 60s and the 70s. Arguably, you could say that's when the fucking everything went to shit. 70s. Yeah, you know, I mean, we used to be a proper cult. We used to be a proper country. You know, people used to respect, Christianity. And, that's not really going on anymore. Because you got a bunch of fucking people who are politicians and mainstream institutions who decided to virtue signal, as we've talked about yesterday, that those events that took place over Easter. You know, there's like this luxury brand called Fear of God, and I noticed a lot of people are wearing this around the world. And it's interesting, this Fear of God luxury brand. I check out their Instagram, and interesting. I don't think it has anything to do with Christianity. So someone's profiting off of off of this idea that, you know, there's probably a lot of people in churches across the country that wear their apparel. Their merchandise, as the youngins say, their merch. And so I checked out their Instagram, and it's definitely some liberal bullshit. 100%. The guy who runs it, Jerry Lorenzo, did some research on him. He says, "Oh yeah, my upbringing was this and Christian that," and he's been co-signed by, you know, some real interesting people in the celebrity world. And, you know, this is like real high-end shit, like $600 for hooded sweatshirts. Real bougie shit, bro. Real bougie shit. You know, it kind of like rivals like Balenciaga. You know, that's something that people are still, obviously, because, you know, Balenciaga is, you know, one of these name brands. I don't get into that shit. You know, I've never been really kind of like, you know, high maintenance like that, where you gotta have like, you know, all the top brands, all the top sneakers. No, I never really been into that. So this Fear of God, it's called Essentials Fear of a God, and they're definitely not on some Christianity shit. Great. You know, I mean, it's you know, the reality is anything that is pushed through big time money, big time channels, big time celebrities is not going to be authentic. It's all going to be phony, and it's all going to be fake. And that's exactly what this Fear of God brand is all about. It's all about the same shit that we see on a day-to-day basis. 100%. So, you know, I mean, we are in an interesting place right now. The Slideshow, Season 20, Episode 54. You know, it's April. Oh, today is the last day of Google Podcasts, by the way. Google Podcasts has been a good platform to push our content to. And today it ends. Google Podcasts, and they said they're going to turn into YouTube Music. And one of the requirements to be on YouTube Music, you need to have a YouTube channel. Unfortunately, they don't allow us to be on their platform because, you know, we are constantly in situations where, you know, the content that we put out It just doesn't go along with what they do, what they expect, you know? Oh, man, I mean, the censorship is off the Richter scale, bro. It's off the Richter scale. You know, if we're getting censored off of Instagram, if we're getting censored off of Facebook, you know, I mean, this whole censorship thing is crazy. It's wild that, you know, there's like all these Republican states. You know, Texas was one of them recently. They said they want to start criminalizing anyone who is being anti-Semitic. Remember, everybody, let's all remember something here. You will know who controls you by who you are allowed to criticize. Speech is a motherfucker, bro. You know, I try to place my show, you know, like where, you know, it's going to be allowed. BitChute, Rumble. Rumble is just like whatever, bro. They're bought and paid by the Jews. Of course they are. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a wild ordeal, bro. So the LSU basketball team, women's basketball team, decided not to come out for the national anthem last night, and they said that it was an oversight. That they had no idea that that the national anthem was going down. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it. You know, the reality is, you know, this team is pretty fucking ignorant. Pretty fucking ignorant. You know, Angel Reese, you know, she is one of the highest paid college athletes. What are these women like angry about? What are they, do they feel like America is bad? Because, you know, I mean, I got options. For any college basketball player, you know, you get that NIL money. What does NIL stand for? Name, image, and likeness. They pay college athletes money just to be college athletes. Whether that's something that should be done or not, you know, that's a different conversation. But I mean, you know, when you're a college athlete in 2024, you know, I mean, you can't possibly be thinking this is a horrible country, right? I mean, if you think it's a horrible country, you should talk to your friend Brittany Griner. Now, is that a man or a woman? We don't know. We don't know. I'm going to assume it's a man. You ever hear Brittany Griner talk? Hey, how you doing? This is Brittany Griner. And Brittany Griner went to Russia. She was playing basketball. You know, she didn't obey the rules, the laws, and she ended up going into jail. And you know, she was one of these anti-American types. It's funny to me when I see these people who are making millions of dollars, and they say to themselves, and they say to, you know, the people around them, "Oh, this is such a horrible country. Maybe you should go to Australia." You know what? That's what Angel Reese and the LSU basketball team, they should go to Australia. They should speak out against the governments out there when they're living there. And then they'll get thrown into an internment camp. You know, kind of like they did during COVID. Maybe, okay, you know what? Maybe Australia's not for them, okay? Maybe they should go to the United Kingdom. And they could end up like J.K. Rowling. You know, the one who did Harry Potter, who spoke out against the transgender stuff that's going on in the world. Yeah, they want to criminalize her, and they want to re-educate her. They want to, you know, they did the same thing to, what's the other guy's name? Jordan Peterson. I'm not sure if he was in, I think he was in Canada. Huh? Maybe they go to Canada. Bro, go to fucking Canada, bro. Go to Canada, get on social media, try to post a news clipping on your social media, and you're going to find out real quick how much you're able to do that. You're not able to do it. Because the guy that runs Canada is Justin Trudeau. And, you know, I mean, obviously, mommy was banging Fidel Castro. That's little Castro. That's right. You can't post news articles on social media in Canada. Maybe Canada is not working. Maybe the UK is not working. Maybe Australia is not working. You know, go to China, bro. Go to China. That's where Angel Reese and LSU should go. Because, you know, I mean, you know, there's so much fucking freedom over there, right? And life is so great for people who live in China. People love it. They want to be there. Matter of fact, you know what? Let's not go the China route. Go to any South American country that has their citizens wanting to come to what country? Oh yeah, America. That's right. You know, I mean, the reality is this. You know, America is the greatest country in the universe, and there's nothing that could change my mind on that. Has there been things in government that we don't agree with? Of course. There's been a lot of things in government that we don't agree with. There's things in government that I don't agree with on a daily basis. But the, you know, it's just so fucking disrespectful when people, you know, do these, you know, the national anthem, and, you know, people conflate the government and the country. You know, I mean, you should take pride in where you live. You should understand, you know, all those things. And, you know, these people who want to fucking have these ignorant little fucking protests, it's disrespectful to the troops. People who fight for this country. You know, we were just talking about someone who we knew, you know, fighting in the wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, and shit like that. I just don't like liberals. Their whole anti-American agenda is just all, it's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. And, you know, these people, these celebrities, you know, they ended up losing that game, by the way. Yeah, fuck around and they fucked around and they found out. I think Caitlin Clark is one of the big time, you know, I'm not really into these organized sporting events. You know, I don't know too much about it, but I've seen rumblings here and there. Iowa, you know, that goes back to the whole Angel Reese. Angel Reese is the LSU player who is, you know, she started talking about a whole bunch of crazy shit this morning on how much, you know, her life is horrible and, you know, kind of like what Lizzo does. You know, Lizzo on Friday afternoon says, you know, I'm quitting. I can't stand this whole situation of everybody always hating on me. So Lizzo said she's done. Okay, bye. And then she re-upped on her dinner. Yo, the fat celebrations. You know, you go into Target, bro, and every fucking billboard, every ad that they got in there is just all these overweight women. You know, the Ozempic crowd. You know, this whole liberal agenda, it goes further, way further than the transgender. I mean, the whole liberal agenda is just, it's trash, bro. It really is. You know, it really is. You know, this whole body positivity agenda that the libs throw out there to the world, it's all trash. You know, this is why there's weak men in society. You know, you go to any of these college campuses, dudes don't want to fuck. Bro, there was a video that we posted that went viral, you know, a couple days ago. And it showed these two Gen Z women being asked about the ever so offensive question, how many genders there are. And, you know, one of them said there was one. And then the other one was like, oh, no, we can't say that. They might look at us in a certain way. We might not be allowed into our acceptance circle of friends. You know, weak people, bro. That's what is happening in America and really society. Because these things go way beyond America. You know, when we talk about the transgender thing, you know, they do it in every country, bro. You know, that's why you need to look at right-wing societies, and you're gonna see a common thread. You're gonna see people with respect, people who care about their homeland. You're going to see people who want to make their homeland better. And one could say, you know, this is kind of, I guess, the basis of Trump's ideas to a certain degree. Yeah. So, you know, you got spoiled athletes, you know, just taking a knee out, you know, let's just do that. That's why, you know, this, I'm like I said, I'm not following sporting like leagues and keeping up with all that. But, you know, the San Francisco Giants manager, you know, he's got a brand new, they got a brand new manager, you know, now I'm being required to remember names. He said everybody better stand for this fucking anthem. 100%. Gotta love it, bro. What the fuck is his name? I'll have to think about it, bro. Yeah. My brain is, you know, I've been fucking up names as of recent, bro. What's going on? Probably not enough coffee and shit. You gotta drink so much coffee, your hands start shaking. Jit it out. And then dudes was like, bro, we got a better fix for that, bro. Do a bump of coke. Get a bag of cocaine. You're good to go, bro. You're good to go. Got me thinking of that movie. What's that movie with Mark Wahlberg? Boogie Nights. You guys seen that movie? Oh, yeah, that's a good one, bro. They go over to that guy's house, and the guy's, like, fucking, like, you know, he's like, yo, and he's smoking crack. He's like, you guys want to crack the bat? Yeah, man. That's one thing you'll notice with people who have, like, crazy addictions. You know, get them where, you know, for someone who is, like, an alcoholic, someone who is a gambling-addicted person, whether they do drugs... Get them when they're partaking in their addictions, and you find the, hey bro, you're gonna find them very happy. Probably the happiest people you ever meet is people that have addictions when they're doing their addictions. Boom. Happiness. Yes. Happiness. The Sly Show season 20, episode 54. How's everybody doing out there, bro? It's good to be here. Wisconsin fucked up today. That's right. Tony Evers is the Wisconsin governor, and he vetoed a bill that was banning boys from competing with girls in high schools across the state. So if, you know, let me just break this down to you for those, maybe you guys don't understand what I'm saying is, you know, there's a bill that was presented, or there was, I think the Republicans in the state, you know, banned boys from competing with girls. And the Democrats said to themselves, you know what? We don't like this. This isn't right. This is anti-LGBTQ. So now they're allowing boys to compete with girls. And this is the same thing that Riley Gaines has talked about. And women's sports is being destroyed. 100%. You know, there's been countless articles, stories, you know, all these type of things where you're seeing that the boys who are competing against girls... See, but they're so busy living in mental illness... As they say to themselves, no, it's okay. Because today, he woke up, you know, as a woman. Because he feels he's a woman. Isn't that the they, them? See, this is where, like, it's all fucking retarded. I don't know. But I want to say the they, them. Pronoun is like whatever, like, you know, it's like, you know, whatever I'm feeling, bro. You know, it's kind of like fucking like flipping the channel and shit. You know, it's like, yo, it's like, what are we feeling like today, bro? Are we feeling like a bitch? Or are we feeling like a fucking dude with a cock? You know? Like, what are we doing, bro? What are we do? What are we feeling like? What are we in the mood for? You know, like when, you know, you go out to eat, they say, what are you in the mood for? Yo, you want McDonald's? You want Burger King? You want Taco Bell? That's the they, them fucking pronoun and shit. It's like, yo, we don't know if we fucking, you know what I mean? We don't know. We don't. It is so fucking ridiculous, bro. So So they're continuing the madness, bro. It's madness, bro. It's absolutely madness. You know, this whole trans shit, it's madness. Feminists ain't saying shit. Why would feminists be saying shit? You know, and it really, you know, I mean, I definitely have some conservative values, but, you know, I've called out things on the right, you know, and these people that are doing this, you know, for these people to fucking, and it was funny too, when he signed the bill, they showed a video of him signing the bill, and it's all these fat girls that are just like all around, and they're like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We are in the middle of the biggest I told you so in human history. That's right. You know, I mean, blue cities, this transgender bullshit. You know, I mean, some people have woke up to the Trump shit. And, you know, people say to me, people are very confused with me as an individual. They say, bro, you talk shit about Trump and then you're talking good about Trump. What is it? I said, bro, I'm allowed to have my own opinion about things. I'm topic by topic, bro. You know, I think Republicans as a whole are a bunch of fucking like contradicting fucking bitches, bro. You know, because they talk about God and Christianity and they get on their high horse about, you know, everything that they talk about, like on days like Easter when they, you know, they do this whole trans visibility day and, you know, they do all that. But then they get into their whole, you know, Christian shit with the abortion talks and they're like, yo, we need to win elections. So we're going to allow abortions. You know, it's a lot of, there's not really a lot of consistency in the Republican Party. There's really not any consistency in the Democrat Party. You know, I mean, I have no problem calling it out. And if there's people who, are just like, you know, want to see too many people, really what it is there's too many people that want to be part of something. See, when you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you know, you're not part of anything. You wake up, you know, you attach yourself to things that are stupid, like politicians, sports teams, you know. Yeah, you do. You attach yourself to things that are stupid. Because you're not part of anything. And that's the problem with society. Is people are attaching themselves to, you know, like this fear of God, essentials. See a lot of people with it on. You know, but this is just another Balenciaga situation. And this guy is really, it's going to be interesting the way, you know, it's going to be interesting the future of this product. Because, you know, they're really grifting off God. A lot of people walking around today, bro. I think I've counted like 7 people walk by me. These people don't even know how fucking famous they are, bro. They's like, yo, you're the guy. It's funny too, because Normie's NPC is his non-player character. You know, they say, so what does NPC mean? So NPC, non-player character. It's a lot of NPCs walking around. Literally, bro. The literal NPC. What's an NPC? Oh, it's the non-player character. What does that mean, though? You guys ever play video games? Yeah? Okay, so when you're playing the video games, you know, like, remember that move? Remember that? I think the best way I can explain it is, remember that game Paperboy? Oh, yeah, that was a good one, bro. That was, like, one of the best Nintendo games ever. Oh, fuck yeah, it was. I used to play that shit all the fucking time and shit. Blowing on the cartridges and shit. That was Nintendo shit, 1990s and shit. Oh, yeah, bro. Super Mario Brothers. That was back in the day, bro. Actually, it's kind of funny, though, bro, because, you know, I'm a grown adult. You know, and recently I did a show where I talked about, you know, I was in Trader Joe's and two liberal men were talking about their Pokemon video game. And I posted a clip on Instagram, and apparently there's a whole fucking, like, cult called the Poke Mob. And they got on me, and it was like, oh, you think you're so cool because you're in a car? Well, yeah, I do. Matter of fact, you know, not only am I in a car, I am in an overpriced vehicle. So these dudes got on there, bro. They wasn't happy that I was making fun of two grown men who play video games, Pokemon. Isn't there, like, I'm a little checked out of the whole video game fucking industry, or, you know, my son, this is what my son does, bro. My son is fucking 11 years old. This goes back to the dude who I ran into, you know, like, fucking, like, middle school kid that I knew years ago, and he starts asking me, yo, you play any fucking video games? Bro, if you a grown man and playing video games, loser! Yo, you a fucking loser, B. You a fucking loser. You a L7 weenie. Yeah, so they got on me, and they didn't like the fuck that I was saying what I was saying. I walked into Trader Joe's. I'm trying to eat healthy. We run in 2 miles. We going for three. We don't know if we're going to make it to three. And, you know, I see these two liberal men, and they're like, yeah, man, we're playing fucking Pokemon. Bro, isn't, like, Pokemon, like, faggot shit, though? Like, isn't that? Bro, I'll tell you a little funny story about Pokemon. Years ago, when that shit popped off, you know, the Pokemon cards and all that. This is a little funny story about Pokemon. Okay, so, now the town I grew up in, you know, I mean, it was definitely, I wouldn't say it was the ghetto, but it definitely, you know, there was definitely people from that town that I grew up in that, you know, you don't want to mess with them. So, you know, depending on the situation, depending on who you run into, you know, it could be a situation where you're going to have to start fighting this shit. Now, years ago, when those Pokemon cards, I was younger, obviously, you know, we was outside. We were playing outside. Anyways, this kid, like, mean mugging. He's like, hey! The fuck? And I'm just like, okay, what's about to happen here? This is going to be interesting. So he's like, hey, let me talk to you. So he runs up, looking like, I'm thinking, yo, we about to start fighting over here and shit, right? He's like, hey, man, you got any Pokemon cards? Happened years ago, bro. And I was just like, nah, man, I don't really do that. So the Poke Mob is not happy with me, bro. This is, you know, I mean, this is way worse than Bread and Circus. You know, I mean, this is way worse than Bread and Circus. And, you know, when we talk about, this was something that came up recently. I think it was Matt Walsh or someone, one of these guys was talking about it. You know, the wokeism that's in video games. Oh, yeah. They will. The woke agenda will attach itself to everything that you, that wherever there's numbers. You know, if you find a small town, try that in a small town. Jason Aldean, he had a song called "Try That in a Small Town." Anything where there's numbers increasing, that's why I don't really fucking trust this whole fear of God essential shit. Because anything where there's large amount of fucking numbers, guess what? Liberal woke agenda is going to attach itself. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, we was playing fucking video games years ago, bro. We was playing Nintendo. People always ask me too. You see grown men, they you know, they try to get into those conversations. They get all fucking, they get all fucking bent out of shape when you tell them you don't play video games. It's like, yo, let's me, and one of the commenters said, how are you go, yeah, he was like saying like, how are you going to disrespect someone playing a child's, a toy? Like, as if, like I'm, like, fucking out of, like, as if, like, that's, like, a normal thing. It's not a normal thing. If you are over the age of, like, fucking, I don't know, like, 30 and you're still playing video games, get your life in order. Yo, man, it's like these memes that they have, you know, it's like the McDonald's, the TikTok, Pornhub, the marijuana smoker. Yo, we watch fucking Adult Swim. Don't be hating, Sly. You hating on me. It's like that guy Destiny from, you know, that guy Destiny. He's like one of these liberal guys. Real loser, bro. I see these guys wearing these flannel pajama bottoms at the gym. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You see dudes wearing pajama flannel bottoms, walking the earth and shit. You go to a, brother, dude, go. I bet they show up to fucking job interviews with flannel pajamas. The Gen Z look. They got the Gen Z look. Am I old? Yeah, pretty fucking old, bro. You know I'm older than a lot of fucking people. I don't got that. I don't got too much gray hair though. That's a good thing, bro. That's a good thing. So yeah, I mean the whole thing is wild out here right now. Sly Show season 20, episode 54. How's everybody doing out there, man? Mike Myers was in the movie Studio 54. Definitely some fag shit popped off in that movie. I think the dude who ran 54 was gay and shit. Those is the origins of the fucking thing. Yeah, politicians are still talking about Easter. You know, the trans. Oh, we don't, bro. I don't even see what the big fucking problem is. Nah, whatever. It's just going to keep happening. You know, this is what people need to be well aware of is these things are just going to keep happening. Because that's the way it works. I was watching this video today, and Mike Tyson talking about Dylan Mulvaney. For those of you that don't know who Dylan Mulvaney is, he is the boy who thinks he's a woman. You know what I just realized? What I just thought of? Is Dylan Mulvaney calls himself Dylan Mulvaney. That's interesting. Because, you know, a lot of these people who take on this new personality slash, you know, character where they turn into, where they think they're women, they change their name. Anyways, Mike Tyson said, you know, there's no sense in fighting because we've already lost. Now, I don't know what side Mike Tyson is. You know, he's talked about these LGBTQ people, whatever. You know, but I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I think more people need to speak out on the mental illness. I think more people need to stand up for their children. I think more people need to do that. But, you know, like I've talked about, normies are only going to do what's allowed in their social acceptance. People will look. People will follow accounts. They will look. They will do it all, but they don't speak out on it because, you know, people are fucking faggots. People are weak. People don't want to talk. People don't want to oppose transgenders or gay people or Black Lives Matter and call it for what it is. Because people don't want to get into debates. People don't want to be shamed. People don't want to do none of that. I don't give a fuck, bro. You know, I mean, I'll hey, I do this like every weekday. I'm here to give you the conservative, the real conservative perspective, by the way. Yeah, I mean that's what people need to understand, bro. Is, you know, this, all these things that's going on in liberal world is just, it's clown shit, bro. Tony Evers, the clown, bro, Wisconsin governor. Feminists ain't got nothing, bro. They have nothing to say. Because everybody, you know, on that side, well, first of all, both of them are, but, you know, everybody in the left is controlled by their political party. RFK Jr. says Biden is a bigger threat to society than Trump. They're more concerned about throwing Trump in jail than they are about Epstein's clients. They said, why is it that all the pedophiles in the world hate Trump? It's interesting. P. Diddy. Democrat Party. He's a Democrat Party guy. P. Diddy. Oh, yeah, he is. Remember he had that little thing back in, like, I don't know, years back. It was called Vote or Die. It was ironic. It was for Barack Obama. It's like, yo. Vote or die. Matter of fact, vote for that guy and you will die. I mean, when you look at Bill Clinton, you know, this goes back to the thing that we saw the other day. You know, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. I mean, you're talking about Genocide Joe, bro. That's what they call him. Yeah. Barack Obama, I mean, talking about... You know, I talk about war criminal, bro. Just 100% war criminal. This is the establishment. You know, when you talk about the establishment, this is the establishment. We throw George Bush in there, too. There ain't no right left over here. It's the fucking slideshow. It's wild. It is a wild time. Hopefully it starts, you know, it's going to start warming up and shit, you know. Oh, yeah, man. Look at this, man. We got sun on the slideshow. That means the video is looking respectable. It's looking respectable today. Doesn't look all depressing and shit. When it looks all gray behind me, the backdrop. I got this tree. I got this new tree that's right there, bro. It looks like the fucking... No, it doesn't really look like the Cobra Kai shit. It, you know, their logo. not the Cobra Kai, but the other one. That was interesting. They flipped it around. Daniel LaRusso. Probably one of the only things that's good on fucking Netflix. Cobra Kai? Oh, yeah, I watch that shit. My son watches it. 11 years old and shit. They young, man. They young. It's on spring break right now. They doing the spring break. Yeah. That's what it, that is the way of the world. I could use a spring break. Remember summer vacation? You'd be like, yo, summer vacation. When you like fucking that age, you know, you're just like, yo, when you're on summer vacation, you're like, yo, man, this is like fucking you sleep in and shit. Well, you just play outside, bro. Go swimming and shit. Some people don't even fucking do that. Some kids don't even fucking leave the house. They're on their devices all day. Ugh. Sandlot. That one of the greatest things that came out of the fucking, you know, you talk about summertime. Think about that fucking movie and shit. James Earl Jones. Yeah, he was good in Field of Dreams, too. He was good in a lot of fucking movies. He was good in Field of Dreams. Peace, love, dope! '60s and shit? Yeah. Slideshow season 20, episode 54. It is a nice day. You see all these cars driving, bro. You see all these fucking things. Everybody's going somewhere. Everybody's got something going on. Someone's getting cheated on out there, bro. Someone's getting cheated on. Someone's getting lied on. Someone's getting fucked over in some way. And some of it's done in the dark. Some of it's done in the dark and shit. Huh? Country star Miranda Lambert was going out with Blake Shelton. I think he accused her of cheating. And then she was like, and he was like always the serialized cheater. Interesting. The Sly Show, season 20, episode 54. I think I've seen the same guy like fucking four times. He's done like four laps, bro. He's doing well for his life over here, bro. He's getting his walk in. Definitely gonna hit back to the gym tonight. Gotta get to my 3 miles, bro. Once we hit 3 miles, I told someone yesterday, I was like, yeah, he's like, oh, so what are you running? I was like, I'm like 2 miles, about to do 3:30, bro. He's like, what are you, Iron Man? Yeah. I'm fucking Iron Man, bro. I'm fucking Robert Downey Jr. You ever notice how he always plays himself in movies? Yeah. His personality, like, he's probably like that in real life. There are certain people who play themselves in movies. Jack Black is another one who does that. You know. I have diarrhea since Easter's. What was that? Nacho Libre. School of Rock. Good shit. You guys good? You guys gonna be good? You guys know a little thing or two more than you did when the show started? They say, you know, you learn something new every day. I learned something new about that fear of God. I'm telling you, bro, I've been seeing these kids wearing this fear of God apparel, and I'm like, yo, what is this? Looks like a wannabe, like, Kanye West, like, brand. It's all bad, bro. It's all bad because, you know, like I said, you throw a lot of money in a brand, or there's gonna be so much fucking. We'll see. It's definitely not no Christian shit popping off with that brand. I'll tell you that. It's interesting the way what people are, bro. What they're into, what they get involved into. It is. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 54. I'll check you guys on the next one, man. God bless everybody out there, man.